Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and in fact, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. I've been going all the way back to 1998, and Pete is he's Vice President of Communications at the NTU, the National Taxpayers Union. And he's joining us right now with some really important reports on what's going on in our nation's capital. Pete, thanks again for hanging out with us. Welcome back.
Great to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. Okay, we got several things to talk about. First up, though, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on with getting a budget done in Washington, and the acrimony that's building up between the House Republicans and the Democrats primarily, and you know, the squabble over the budget and the funding Obamacare and all that. Where are we standing on all that?
Well, right now we're seeing a tug of war over whether the impending expiration of all the current appropriations bills that keep most of the federal government funded, that's going to happen on September 30, whether that's going to be tied to some kind of vote to suspend, repeal, defund, delay, otherwise alter Obamacare. We've already seen the president say we're going to take a one-year hiatus on the business coverage mandate for health insurance. There's extreme pressure, and a bill has already passed the House to do this, to also add the individual mandate to the one-year hiatus, so people would not have to face paying that penalty if they don't have coverage next year. Those are important issues, and I think they will certainly surface in this debate, but you know, time is running out for any kind of long-term solution. It looks like the House is going to move with some kind of temporary continuing resolution that could keep funding the government into mid-December.
What a shock. The government, our federal government, White House, Senate, House of Representatives, what a shock that they can't get their financial ducks in a row. What a shock they're not doing their job. I'm amazed.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And of course,
hopefully you can cut my sarcasm with a knife.
Here's another amazing fact. The Internal Revenue Service may not be ready to enforce some of those provisions of Obamacare. We've talked about that before. The IRS has a tremendous challenge in working a new definition of income for qualifying for certain health insurance subsidies. All of that has to be reprogrammed into a computer system that's still very old, very difficult to use. And there's got to be a lot of retraining going on among IRS employees. I don't think they're ready to take on all of those burdens. It's a good thing that the business mandate has been delayed at least a year. I know people would like to see it repealed altogether, but I think the individual mandate's going to have to go that way, too. The IRS is not prepared to implement this law.
Well, the exchanges are not always all going to be ready either. But back to this other thing, I wanted to say that this week we started polling our audience on what should they do. Should the Republicans find another way? Should they fund the government and find another way to deal with Obamacare, or should they do whatever they need to get rid of Obamacare? Those were two of the three options we gave them. 57% of our audience said they should fund the government and find another way to deal with Obamacare. So the majority of my small business owners And that's small business owners. The majority of them want them to not make Obamacare part of the budget fight.
Well, and that may be the smartest way to go, because if you set up yourself in a situation, as the Republican Party very well might in the House of Representatives, of saying, we're going to close down the government and get involved in another one of these prolonged showdowns over Obamacare, while the president gets what he wants anyway.
Right.
What do Republicans walk away with out of
that? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Pete. I've made no secret about my defiance and my dislike of Obamacare. My audience hates Obamacare. Small business owners, by and large, hate Obamacare. But we know how this movie. We've seen this movie before. If the Republicans shut the government down, they'll get blamed. This movie. We already know how that movie ends. Quick break, right back with our good friend Pete Sepp, Tony Tell. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.